Well, I mean, the Council of Canadians, first off, you know, recognizes that the Olympic ideal of competition and friendly competition between nations and between athletes is a great thing. So we don't actually oppose the sports itself. What we're concerned with is the impacts of the Olympics, specifically in Vancouver and British Columbia, but also across Canada, and the increasing corporatization of the games. You know, you see that companies have begun to use the good feelings that Canadians and people all over the world have about the games in order to greenwash or to sort of hide some of their own activities. Of course, we have real concerns around the impacts on First Nations. British Columbia is largely unceded First Nations territory, meaning that you know, the Canadian government doesn't actually have title to the land. So one of the big calls that have happened throughout these Olympics are no Olympics on stolen native land, and that's been a really consistent message. We're really concerned with the environmental impact, both in terms of creating venues and ski resort development and expansion of roads, and the massive carbon footprint of bringing all these people and all the construction to host these games, as well as, again, the greenwashing from a number of the really high-profile sponsors of the games, including Petro-Canada, which, you know, has 6 tar sands operations in northern Alberta, the Royal Bank of Canada, which is the largest bank funder of the tar sands, Coke, which depletes aquifers, you know, all over the world, Dow, which is still refusing to pay restitution for the Bhopal disaster in India, TransCanada Pipelines, which is moving tar sands oil all over the continental United States, General Electric, which is a major arms manufacturer. So really concerned about all those impacts. Concerns around public debt coming from the games, the security apparatus that has sprung up around these games. So there's a whole host of really negative impacts that takes away from the ideal of the Olympics.
We could break these impacts into 3 groups. For example, environment, then direct social consequences, and the fiscal accountability, or the direct financial consequences of the games. If we start with, for example, the environment, what problems do you see regarding the subject of environment?
Sure. Well, I mean, going into the environment, going into the Olympics, there was a claim that these were going to be the greenest games ever. And like so many of the promises of the Olympics, a lot of these claims have really shown to be false. The games will have a massive ecological impact, and have had a massive ecological impact already. Tens of thousands of trees were cut down, and mountainsides were blasted for venue creation in the Callahan Valley near Whistler to expand the sea-to-sky highway that goes from Vancouver to Whistler, which is where a lot of the Nordic events were held. It's estimated that the carbon footprint of the games is at about 110,000 tons of carbon directly, with another 190,000 tons of indirect emissions. So this is a huge, huge impact. Like all the concrete involved in creating the venues required the mining of gravel, which has an impact on streams that support salmon in British Columbia. And going more wide than that, again, the role that corporate sponsors play in the Olympics, and really high-profile corporate sponsors greenwashing their activities, which have a massive impact. I mean, there are corporations that are heavily involved in the Alberta tar sands, which is one of the largest industrial projects in the history of mankind, happening in northern Alberta, and they are, you know, using the games as a way to promote themselves as environmentally friendly, despite the fact that their activities are profoundly harmful to both the climate in the form of greenhouse gas emissions, but also impacts on water and on land in the direct area of their operations.
That, of course, is a big problem, but there, as I mentioned, other problems that arise from the organization of such an event, which is a huge event, of course. For example, social consequences. If we talk about the so-called security zone and the police and army presence in the area, what effects does this provoke?
Yeah, well, I mean, the direct social impacts in Vancouver have been quite profound. Obviously, the Olympics comes with it a real estate and development boom. So Vancouver has seen homelessness go from 600 prior to the Games to estimated at over 3,000 today. So it's really exacerbated a homelessness crisis that was already significant and made it much, much worse. We've seen a massive spending on the security apparatus. The estimates at the beginning were that the cost of security was going to be $175 million. It's now ballooned to the point where most commentators are saying it will cost well over $1 billion. Over 15,000 police, RCMP officers, private security are in Vancouver. And a number of laws that were quite disconcerting from a civil liberties perspective, including one called the Safe Streets Act, which sort of compels homeless people to go to shelters even though they're overwhelmed, laws around signage protesting the Olympics within the venue, no-go areas. So it's had a real impact on civil liberties, and there's been a lot of people who are concerned about that.
I've heard the term being used regarding the eviction of the homeless people from the streets. The term is social cleansing. Do you agree with that?
I mean, it's a term that some people have used. I mean, it's undeniable that it has had a huge impact on exacerbating the homeless problem. And there's also the fact that when you spend, you know, that it's now estimated that the games will cost the public purse about $6.5 billion, and that number will likely rise. So that's money that could have been spent on things like easing the homelessness crisis, improving access to shelters, dealing with some of the drug use problems in the downtown east side, which is the poorest postal code in Canada, which exists, you know, just blocks from Olympic venues. We've already seen that the claims of the positive economic impacts on Vancouver, which, you know, initially were claimed at about $10 billion, are now estimated to be less than one-tenth of that, so less than $1 billion. The city of Vancouver had to bail out the Olympic Village, which was $100 million over budget. And the real impacts of these games will be felt, or begun to be felt, on March 2nd when the provincial government releases its budget. They have already announced cuts to education, cuts to arts and culture funding, cuts to surgeries. So there are also fears that there will be many more deep cuts to social spending in the budget when it's released next week. And that's a direct impact of this massive amount of money that has been spent on the Olympics that really could have gone to addressing some of these more pressing social concerns.